Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts Ash and JD. So I thought I'll start off with something that's just annoyed me, because the weather's not too good outside. I know the other week we moaned about it was too hot, but it's not that it's too cold or anything, it's just raining. And I don't care about the rain, doesn't bother me. What bothers me is how everyone forgets how to drive in the rain and the snow. Look, I'm not discriminating against the rain, you know, it happens with the snow as well. But like, literally, fair enough, there's a lot of surface water on the motorway, so I understand not everyone wants to go at 70. But if you're not going to go at 70, why not be in the left lanes like you're supposed to be? I literally spent at least 2 minutes in lane one. So as you know, the M6, 4 lanes for a majority of it. So I'm in lane one and undertook countless cars because they were in 2, 3 and 4 doing at like 50 to 60.
Yeah.
And I'm at 70 in lane one. No one, like, I'm looking in the mirror, no one's pulling into the lane behind me afterwards thinking, oh yeah, I should be in the left lane. But why are they doing it? They're just fucking morons. It really does annoy me. These people have a license and don't know what to do. But you just shouldn't be on the road.
Oh. It's the worst when it's not raining and they still do that.
Yeah, you know, obviously these fucking space cadets are doing that on a regular. They're not, they're just middle lane hoggers. And I continuously see these signs overhead saying, always keep to the left when not overtaking. And you see people just ignoring it, so just completely oblivious. And then as I've got off the motorway, this donut has fucking come from the right lane to carry on the M6, all the way across to get off at the junction. So he's cut in front of me. Yeah, he put his indicator on, but he done it late, so he's over the white lines. And then, as I'm going around the roundabout, he's dawdling. So I've overtook him, but I've got in the lane still to go for my exit. And as I've looked, he's on his phone, so it's on a holder, he's tapping away on it. And he knew that I saw him, so I slowed down because I was going to give him a roll round. And he's quickly put his hand down. He's not touching his phone now. So I just give him a quick flag, like, wanker. And I pulled off. And so he must have been readjusting his sat-nav on his phone.
Yeah.
Because even though he's in the left lane, he's decided to do a full U-turn on the roundabout then as well. And I know sometimes we'll take the wrong exit and whatever, but it's not hard to just follow. Especially, it wasn't a hard junction to be at.
Yeah.
You know, you're on a motorway. It's not telling you to go off. Stay on the motorway.
Yeah.
But if you've got off and you're confused, it'll tell you to go straight back on immediately.
Yeah.
People are just idiots. Fucking warm me up. It really grinds my gears. So I'll just... kept it inside for a little bit, because obviously I've been here for a little while, doing more graft in this house of yours.
Yeah. But no, just going back, it is annoying on the motorway when people just don't pull over when you're behind it. And there's the room, you don't undertake it, and it's like, you don't want to, but you have to sometimes.
Yeah, you have to, yeah.
And as I said, it's the worst when it's not raining. So I remember, I can't remember where we was going, and two cars, so slow line, middle line, doing 60. None of them's moving ahead. They're literally just...
Yeah.
And it's just like, what are you doing?
I know. It's like, the missus calls it lorry wars, when they're trying to overtake each other.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
once they hit like a bit of an incline, one will go faster than the other, but then they get back onto a level surface, and they're both doing the exact same speed. And neither of them will just like either step back to go back in front of each other or whatever. They just stay at the same speed. And the M42, when it once you get, I don't know what the junction number is, but when it goes down to two lanes, when you're heading up to Tamworth and that anyway, that's one of the worst motorways. I don't know why it's still classed as a motorway though, but yeah, it's two lanes and they're always overtaking each other. And again, there's signs at certain parts that say no overtaking for lorries.
Yeah.
And yet they still do it. And my brother's one of these dickheads. He happily does it. And he's openly admitted he barely even looks in his mirror. He just whacks on the indicator. And if he's got enough room, he pulls out. Obviously meaning the driver in the right lane has to slam on the brakes. And he doesn't care. He's a lorry wanker, isn't he? So it's really is a nuisance. Like, so I've just had the van fixed, injector problem, whatever it was. So I had no power, essentially. Struggling to get to like 55, 60. So I was staying in the left lane all the time, and I'd still be undertaking people. It's like, I just don't get it. If your car can go up to the speed, I get it, like, if you're trying to conserve fuel on a long trip, but most of these people aren't. They're doing the same 10-mile trip on the motorway every day, so they don't need to conserve the fuel. Just, if you can do 70 comfortably, do it.
Yeah.
Or at least 65. And just stay in the left. Like, you know, read the road properly, understand when you're about to overtake, and it's fine.
Yeah,
it's not hard.
I always feel if you can't do 65 or 70 on the motorway, you should maybe not just go on the motorway and just take the high roads and just avoid motorways altogether. Because you'd probably be there in about the same time, how slow you're going.
Yeah, because it's, especially when there's less to do on the motorway. Like, all you got to do is just keep at your speed, and just make sure you're not going to hit into someone as you're overtaking, changing lanes. And just pay attention to the other cars.
Yeah.
Oh, are they about to hit on the brakes? Or better be active in case this happens. You know, it's not hard.
No, it's not. And, you know, when I drive on the motorway and I can see it's like whatever motorway I'm on, I can see it's pretty empty. I just whack on cruise control, 70 miles an hour. Just.
That's it. And it's
left lane, take over, cut back in. If I need to go into the fast lane, do it, cut back in.
Yeah, it's really not hard. I do find it a bit more easy to switch off when it is in cruise control, though, because you find that you're not paying as much attention because you're not touching the pedals for any reason. Not that I drive the wife's car often, but because that's got the cruise control, and I'll whack it on cruise. I'll stick it on, and then when I'm driving my van, I'm always paying attention to what speed I'm doing, as well as looking at everything else. So you're a bit more aware. But with the cruise control, the amount of times you literally do just zone out, and then you're like, oh shit, I'm here.
Yeah, no, because I think it's because all you have to do is really just focus on what's, you know, just the car in front, and then just if you need just indicate over. There's nothing more to it than that.
It makes it too easy. And you think of all these Teslas and that now, where they literally are self-driving. So all you've got to do is just sit there, put your destination in, press go, and it goes. It's mental. So
Do they actually work on the UK motorway?
Oh, don't know, to be honest.
Because I've seen videos, obviously, in the US highways. I haven't really seen no one, because I assume you still got to have your hands on the wheel.
Well, I think it has a function. You have to touch the wheel like every 5 seconds or so it knows it, like you've not fallen asleep.
Right, so literally you can just...
Yeah, just hold the steering wheel and then it still does its job. But otherwise, I don't know too much. You know, we ain't rich enough for one of those types of cars. Plus, it's all bollocks anyway.
Also, if I could afford a Tesla range car, I don't think I'd get a Tesla.
But you would get one.
No, I wouldn't. No, they're just not. I don't think they're pretty looking.
Well, they look all right. It's just that they're not efficient enough as what they should be, because I know the price for charging the car. It's about £70 for like 3 hours of charging at the services.
What, on a fast charge? Or yeah. Just a
I know, and it's like you're paying that to get like 400 miles out of a petrol or a diesel car anyway. So it's not efficient enough.
Mm. It's not for me, mate.
It's, yeah, hopefully it does get better. I know of...
And also, sorry to cut you off there, mate. They're more bad for the environment because the
brakes and that.
And now I'm on about like for the batteries or the stuff they have to dig. And then just think about it.
Cobalt or something, isn't it?
So you're going to put all these batteries that's bad for the environment into a car.
Yeah.
Put all these cars onto a diesel lorry. That puts them onto a ship that, or puts them onto a plane, flies them over. It's just like...
It's massive carbon footprint.
And I
love it when you see one that's broken down and then they're using a diesel generator or a diesel vehicle to recharge it back up on the side of the road. It's like you're just defeating the whole object. Fucking. But the amount of these electric cars that I do see that have broke down just because it's like a computer error, essentially, like the hazards are flashing, all the lights are flashing, like they're an ambulance or a police car. And you just see the owners just standing next to them, like, I don't know what's going on. And I love it. I've done it a few times. You drive past and you're like, can't park there, mate.
And you know it's going to be an expensive fit.
Yeah.
You just know, like anything like that.
It's not just a matter of just like plugging it in, getting the diagnostics, and like
flipping
a switch. It's everything, it's reprogramming and whatever. God, that's why I'm happy with my van. You know, I'd be more happy with it if I had electric windows, but it's the price you pay for security.
Yeah.
You know, it's all Fort Knox. I was saying the other day, even though it's a small van, I just have everything in there. Like, it's like Mary Poppins' bag, just pulling out everything. Like, you need that? Yeah, I've got one out. Like, just move things around. There you go. That's it. Got it. You know, all the graft in the van, the graftmobile, you know, it's just
the graftmobile.
Yeah. I know they used to call one of the old vans that, didn't they? But I never really gave that one. I'm not one of the people that gives their car or van like a name.
No, but it's a bit strange, eh?
Yeah, my dad's, he's always give his, well, I don't know if he's done it with the van he's got at the moment, but he used to call his vans, but after United players, so he's had Giggs, Scholes, Beckman, all that. I'm not, I don't know, it's a bit sad, really.
Just a bit sad.
I appreciate them as footballing legends, though, but yeah, to name your vehicle after him, it was a bit strange. But he's never been the full ticket anyway, as they are, Frank. Never been good at moving house either, has he?
Nah.
Can't move that furniture or anything. Nah. Can't pivot.
That's it.
So, I know we took a bit of tangent from the quick little rant that I had, but keeps the time moving, keeps you entertained at home.
No, and I'm sure people have gone through the same experiences.
Oh, they definitely would have. You know, if you've got any driving pet peeves or anything that just winds you up, really, you know, do send us an email, realtalkingpod@gmail.com. Or tweet us at Ash and JD, or even leave a comment on the YouTube videos, Real Talking Pods. You know, anything you want to have a moan about, we'll happily talk about it and give our opinions on it as well. So moving on from that now then. We haven't done it for a little while, so I thought I'd bring up some of the fest holes. We'll see. Well, obviously I've read them, so we'll see your opinion on it.
Yeah. It's the fake. Some of them you just some just seem like obviously fake, but then it's like, is it that fake where it's real? Do you know, like it's just
So, first one I've got for us is: I used to be a pizza delivery driver, and every time someone ordered a 2-litre fizzy drink, I shook it loads just before I left my car. Buy your Fanta from Tesco like a normal person.
I think that's true.
I think it's true, but what a nubbish thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, it's just unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like, there's just absolutely no need. Like,
why are they just like, why? Yeah, why is he hurting?
You're a delivery driver.
Who hurting? Like, no.
Yeah. You're getting paid to deliver the goods. Like, you know, so pizza, whatever. And having a bottle of pop is just part and parcel. That's it. You know, you get a meal deal.
Yeah, why are you going to go to Tesco to get a drink?
And then order a pizza. Like, you're not going to do it. Especially, as I say, like, you know, you get these meal deals where you get like a personal sized pizza, some fries, and a bottle of pop. So, like, what's the issue with it? You're doing it because you incentivized to buy that meal deal that comes with the bottle of pop. So, just a knob. Absolute. No reason. No need for it. So, another one. When my husband is not around, one of our cats sniffs his empty glass of water. Sometimes he sticks his face in and licks the glass. I never say anything to my husband.
So, no, yeah. Again, I don't think there's nothing wrong with that, though.
Yeah, well, one, it's a bit of a fucking knob thing for the wife to be doing. Like, if your cat's sniffing the glass and licking it and that, like, just get the glass.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And swap it for another one. Clean the glass. And also I'm thinking, why is the husband using the same glass day in, day out without cleaning it?
And I was going to say, on that basis then, surely the cat might do it when her glass is left. The same thing.
Husband doesn't say.
Then he doesn't say anything.
Yeah, so they're just both knobs to each other. So if that's the case, they shouldn't be married, really, should they?
Or the perfect for one another?
They could be perfect for each other, but it's just, I just don't get why the same glass is just being left out. Because I'm not going to use the same glass constantly for the same drink. You know, I'm rotating my cups for all the cups of tea and coffee that I have. Not like if I'm at home and I'm drinking tea all day, I'm not going to keep changing a cup every time, but I'm not going to use that same cup
every
for
single
7 days in a row. It's going to go in the dishwasher, or if it's one of my posh cups that can't go in a dishwasher, it just gets hand washed, put on the strainer. So yeah, that one done my head a little bit. I thought I'd just get that one out there. So another one, if there are 3 empty urinals, I will purposely use the middle one, simply to make the choice more difficult for newcomers that come in to pee.
Well, I don't know how I feel about that.
So,
because there's, right,
there's urinal ethics.
So yeah.
You've got to,
you go straight to the end one.
Yeah.
And then that way, if someone else comes in, you miss the middle one, then he should go to the other end.
Yeah.
That's just life.
Yeah, you've got to leave the gap. Just
a gap.
Because even if you walk into a toilet, there's 3 urinals, and there's man on the left, man on the right, and the middle one's empty.
Yeah.
You wait, unless you're completely desperate, you can't hold it in. You wait for one of them to be free, or you go into a cubicle. So, again, that's just another knob here. There's no need for
it's
it.
Just no.
It is ignorant, like. I don't know if he's trying to think that he's got a massive slung and he wants people to see it or something. That's why he does it. It's just no need for it.
But no, I mean, well, I would say no one looks, but I've known people that look.
Again, yeah, there's someone from our group that used to purposely do it. The amount of times he'd be one of them that would come and stand next to you. And I'd just see him trying to look over. I'm like, fuck off. What are you being a perv for? He was a strange cunt anyway. I'm sure you know which person I'm on about. Not the listeners at home, Ashley. I think there's a bit of a theme with these ones, to be honest. I didn't pay too much attention, as I said, though. So, lockdown 2020, a neighbour was having a 50-strong garden party. I didn't hesitate to call the police. Within 30 minutes, they arrived and shut it down, escorted everyone out, and subsequently fined the owner. Life-affirming moment for me. Again, what a knob thing to do.
I mean, some people took it way serious. Some people just took it not serious at all. So yeah. I think just two neighbours on each ends.
Yeah, I imagine that they don't get on anyway. But it's not...
You just would have... I suppose it's how you found it.
Yeah, if someone's having a party like during the day and that, yeah, there was the restrictions. You know, we was always meant to stay in a bubble of five and all that bollocks. But, if it's in the middle of the day, let them be. Let them have the little party. It's not harming anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
They all get sick and die.
That's on
their
them.
Problem.
Yeah.
If it went on to 10, 11 o'clock at night and that, then yeah, fair enough. Have a little moan. But put a mask on, go knock the door, say, come on, you're taking a piece of it now.
I'm reading in between the lines and he's just jealous of that person, jealous that he didn't get invited.
Might be that, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Might have been sitting at home.
That's it. Drinking on his own.
Already had six wanks, couldn't get any more out. And it was just real sad that he's got no friends.
Mm.
Can't even have four people around to have a little party or anything.
A neighbour's got 50 on the go.
Yeah.
Me well, one of them.
Yeah. Probably racist or something as well, you know. Logs being pegged. Getting pissed on. So, another one here. Had the father-in-law over, helping with a bit of groundwork. He has a distinctive mole just at the top of his butt crack. The wife keeps asking, why I'm gone off doggy style?
So, but why do you keep looking that much to pull him off?
Yeah, so I get that the facts, your man's there, he's working away, and then the arse crack's popping out. Because it happens when you're grafting away, the cheeks just like to say hello sometimes. But I don't get why your man is thinking about his father-in-law's fucking arse while he's trying to have sex. So that's his personal problem there. He shouldn't. But is his wife a similar shape to be when she's bent over and he's trying to give her a good scene to?
Unless she's got a mole as well.
He should have put more detail on there, shouldn't he?
Because I mean, out of context, you shouldn't really make.
Yeah, because if you are doing that and there isn't a mole there, it shouldn't pop in your head, father-in-law's got a moldy arse, this is putting me off. So he's got some personal issues that
he needs to
man up a bit as well, to be honest. If your wife wants it from behind, give you that.
Slip a finger in.
Yeah, I mean, it's not pegging for women, is it? It's just, hang on. Again, this isn't me. This is a festival. My girlfriend always loudly finishes herself off after sex. Used to think it was hot as fuck, but now, a year later, I just feel sexually inadequate.
Right.
I think he should do.
I mean, it might just be one of them where she likes to finish off that way anyway.
Well, if he's not doing the job, she's having to do it herself, he's not good enough, is he?
Seems that way, mate.
You don't have many comments on this. I feel like this might be your confession here.
No. Because obviously it goes back to like kinks and that. So her kink at the end might be to finish herself off.
Yeah.
But obviously, because he's brought it up, it seems like it's a him problem.
Yeah.
But I'm about in general speaking, it might just be a thing for her. But being that he's feeling that way, it must not be, I suppose, because he's...
Yeah, I get it that women, they're all different. It takes them different ways to get off. You know, not everyone can get off through penetration. It has to be stimulation through other ways and whatever. But surely he should be thinking, I'll give you a hand.
Yeah. I'll do it, yeah.
Or at least
why don't you do it before?
Yeah. He's happy finishing and then letting her finish herself up.
Yeah, so why don't you just do the other way around?
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, he should be getting her off first.
And then finishing
herself. So then that way he's not going to feel inadequate.
Yeah. Dude, just thought, mate.
You know, this is a little lesson for the male listeners out there. Well, all the
from female. The top sugar.
Yeah, from the top sugar. Top sugar's a boss. look, it's not a race. You know, it's not a race that you want to come first in. Literally, you want to finish second. Or if there's a group, you know, finish last, essentially. You're having the most fun while coming last, literally.
But what if you just want to get yours?
Yeah, but that's selfish then, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're still going to get yours at the end. You know, you've got to make sure everyone in this situation is happy.
Right.
Again, you haven't got enough comments here.
I'm not the self-proclaimed top shagger. all I'm saying is you should just do it the other way around then and then that way there'd be none of that.
Yeah, but because then maybe she can watch him loudly masturbate and come all over himself or something, whatever he's into, you know, make her feel sexually inadequate then.
Yeah.
You know, if you're out there listening and that was your fess hole, give us more advice. Give us a bit more information. We want to know why you're so insecure about it, and why can't you pleasure your lady? It's a bit of a shame, really. I've got the tips for you, mate. I'll help you out. Don't worry about that, kid. So number one here, I'm a heterosexual woman. Use Twitter to watch porn. I find lesbian porn more erotic, purely for the more female-centric pleasure and clitoral stimulation is best for my orgasm. I think this was his missus. My phone though has branded me as a lesbian, and I'm getting targeted ads as a lesbian. So there's a couple of things to read out of that. Well, fair enough, I get it that she's seeing the women get pleasure so she can imagine it herself.
Yeah, I think that's what many girls do though, I can imagine.
Yeah, because no one really likes to watch porn. And then it's like the camera spins to the man's face, and he's there, like, oh yeah, oh yeah, like, whatever, fucking, you know, it's never enjoyable, is it? You just want to see the good stuff,
right?
And the good stuff for us is the woman, so I get that completely. But it just stems on to how the phones and everything are always listening to you. You know, there was something the other week, so I'd got my new TV. Amazon Fire TV, so it's already got a Fire Stick pre-built in, and obviously everyone knows you can get the hack for your Fire Stick.
Yeah.
And so I hadn't said it to anyone, I hadn't looked at anything, I just had the thought, I wonder if you can do those same hacks that you do on a Fire Stick straight onto the TV. And as I'm scrolling through TikTok then, I started seeing videos for getting codes for the Fire, like, for doing the Fire Stick thing, like different download apps and that. I'm not, I haven't even said it to anyone. I've just thought.
Did you not even search it?
No, I've done absolutely nothing. Oh. It was like the day after I'd got the TV as well. Like,
just,
installed it on the night time, and then it was the next day after I'd finished. I don't even think I had the TV switched on, just flicking through the phone, and it's coming up with, like, programs.
Yeah, that one's weird, isn't it? Because with her one, because she's watching it.
Yeah, because she's physically looking at it. And
also, why is she going through Twitter to watch you?
Twitter's got everything though, hasn't it?
Yeah,
well,
but
X that it is now.
Yeah, but I thought it'd just be obviously just easier just to obviously go on the hub.
I don't know, because so another podcaster that I listen to, he says that he does the same because it's like it's little almost previews, it's like 2 minute clips.
Oh, so it's
like the movies and whatever. So it might be just that she's like, scrolling through, and then, oh yeah, that one's interesting. Oh, I'm bored of that, I'll find another one now. I suppose just similar to when we are flicking through TikTok and YouTube videos and whatever, it's just a short, quick burst or squirt, whatever she's doing, and then on to the next one. but yeah, it's just. The phones and everything, obviously the Alexas and Googles and all that are always listening as well, and it's just, it's mad. I hate to think where it's going to be in a few years' time with, like, are you literally just going to have a thought, oh, I need some milk, and next thing there's milkman at the door, not just to check the missus, but you know, it's too much. Like, they shouldn't be able to read your thoughts, let alone just continuously give you the branded ads for what you're looking at.
No, but I think going back to us, I do think that's a normal thing though for a female. So it's just the thing that the lesbian ads are coming up. And,
it's an unfortunate side effect of it. But she's getting hers anyway. So I reckon that's the previous one's missus.
Yeah.
You know, he's just not good doing it for her. You know, he needs to up his game, be a man. I've only got a couple more now. So I've genuinely never understood the controversy surrounding peeing in the shower. It literally washes it away as you do it, right. And you wash yourself too. So there's nothing disgusting, and I'm always proud to be a shower peer.
No.
So I thought I'd ask you this question then. I take it you don't do this.
I've never ever thought about doing it.
So do you ever, like, say you start watering the grass, or you wash your hands and you get the feeling, oh crap, I need to go for a wee now? So let's just say you get the hose out, you start watering the grass,
right.
And then because of the water flowing, it makes you need to go for a wee.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
So do you never have that feeling when you're in the shower?
No. I've never, because, you know, like pissing a pool and pissing the sea.
Oh, nah. In a swimming pool or in the sea, no. Because that's, I suppose the sea is probably not as bad, but in a swimming pool, nah, you can't do that. Because there's everyone else swimming in it, it's disgusting, man.
But yeah, I mean, I've never put the two together. I've never ever put the two together.
Well, I think you should give it a try. It's going to change your life.
No, I mean,
it's efficient. It fucking, you know, you're in there, and literally, I'm not saying try and force a shit out, but, you know, just
taking a dump in there as well.
Not stabbing it down the plug hole and that, like, fuck, you know. But no, it's just like, if you're in there, and then the sensation comes that you need a wee, you're not going to stop, get out, have a wee, and then get back in the shower.
I've actually done that.
That's just so, like, just a waste of time, that is. Like, just
so clean of me.
No, because it doesn't matter, does it? You're making your feet dirty again by getting out, having a wee, and then getting back into the shower.
You shouldn't be pissing in the shower.
No, because the pipe that comes from under the bath where the water goes down, that connects to the same pipe as the toilet anyway, so it just goes to the same place. Doesn't matter.
Well, I think it's just so we disagree with that.
To get pissed on.
But also, what we spoke about off the pod is when you come a certain age, you like to sit down and have a wee.
Yeah.
So
it's,
especially in the night time.
Yeah, because it's quiet. You're not having to worry about trying to aim and miss the target. And it's just comfortable. You just fucking sit down.
Sit down.
Do it. And it's done.
See?
I know we've, like America's toilets, the water level's quite high. So with ours, the water in the bottom of the toilet is quite low. But America and I imagine some other countries, it's a really high level. So they probably wouldn't feel the same, because if you've got a big floppy dick and you're sitting down to have a piss and it's like sitting in the water.
Boy, what?
I don't know why. It's just their plumbing systems. I don't know why.
Do you remember the episode of The Simpsons where I think they went to Australia just to see if the...
that was an old one,
wasn't it? The toilets, was it the opposite way or whatever it was?
I know flat earthers and that will disagree with his theory, but depending on if you're in the northern or southern hemisphere, the gravity essentially makes your water spin in opposite ways. So for us, the water spins anti-clockwise.
Yeah.
Where for Australia, it's clockwise.
Okay.
I know obviously it's more science that I don't know all the technical details for. But yeah, it's literally just north and south, it just spins different ways.
No, but sitting down in the middle of the night to have a wee,
I think it's acceptable. Underrated. Yeah,
it is underrated.
Yeah. As I say, you're not getting any mess and it's quiet, so if you you're trying not to wake the other half up, you know, apart from the flush of the toilet, which I know not everyone does for a wee, which that cracks me up.
Sometimes sometimes I forget in the middle of the night when I'm tired, like this.
I can get it, like, understand in the middle of the night not doing it, but when it's during the day and it's like
people, you're walking, like, this piss,
but it's saving water. Who cares? Just it stinks.
They're the people that piss in the shower. Those ones that want to save water, mate.
Yeah, but I piss in the shower not every time. And or when I use a toilet for a number two, I'll check to make sure every little bit has gone. And if it hasn't, because sometimes it doesn't always go away, you get a secret floater come back up out of nowhere, or like there's still some tissue that just hasn't gone down. So you give it another flush, and then you check for any stains, give it a clean, flush again. I'll flush fucking 10 times if I have to. Fucking, but I don't care.
What's going on, Jack?
No, I'm just saying, if I have to, I'll flush every time. Because like, I don't flush. Care. Yeah, or say if it has to be 3-4 times, whatever. Not just to get rid of like the dump, but if you happen to clean and then like flush to clean the brush, and then there's still something that you've missed, so you give it another clean, and then you flush it again.
Well, I have a thing, so when I'm done pooping, I flush the poop away,
then
start.
No, I don't think I've ever done that.
Yeah.
I get why you would, really.
Just so that's gone. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Next task.
Then you don't look at it either, do you? I'm not saying that I get up and turn around and look, but it's, I know some of our people, our friends and that do, don't they? We've had, and I know that a lot of people listening can relate to it when you open up WhatsApp and you see a
poo. When your mate has like a really big shit, does he feel the need then, or a really runny one?
Yeah.
To then send, put in the group.
It cracks me up, that does.
It's just fucking, it's almost like sprayed down.
It's like literally they've sat down and it's just gone, blah, 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 and it's just like, gone everywhere.
I need to take a picture now.
Oh god, Lord, that kind of sharing is not caring. So it's part of the reason why it's fucking against my human rights, those. Literally it's part of the reason why I don't use WhatsApp, because I just don't like being in all the group chats and then just getting random pictures, and they're still saved to my phone, so I'll open up the gallery sometimes and it'd just be a fucking shit picture, literally. Just cracks me up. Fucking some of the stuff that gets put on, oh god. not just from our group chat, but fucking so many other ones that I get put into. I'll just leave most of them. Whenever I do go on. It's just annoying.
I got sent in the, well, you would have got it as well, but we got deleted, the most gruesome video, and they're the worst ones. You know the ones that when you see them, they're just in your mind for a few days.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this one I want. God, it's just like I didn't need to see that video.
Yeah. I don't even look at most of them because I know that fucking something stupid's gonna come along. And then there's always the obvious ones where it's like trying to bait you. And then at the end, it's the
live music. Because everyone has them. Everyone knows they're fake now. So
yeah.
I've walked past someone and I've heard it, and I already know his mate done him over there.
Yeah.
So
it's not fun. It's not clever.
Well, you got any more?
Yeah. I've still got a couple.
Awesome.
So, I'm 45 and still can't tell the time with an analog clock. I'm a chartered engineer. So, at the age of 45, I don't see how this man... Well, sorry, I'm assuming it's a man. How this person can't read a normal clock, an old school clock. For anyone that is of the younger generations, it's a clock, usually on a wall, that has a big hand, little hand, and then a second hand. So it literally ticks away. Yeah. You got your big hand pointing for the hour. No, the big hand, sorry, fucking up. I'm saying like a fucking retard here. Big hand is for the minutes, the little hand's for the hour. And like, how can't they just know?
Wait, you got me. Wait, is it that way around or is it the first? Wait.
Yeah, because the little hand is pointing at the hour and the big hand goes.
Yeah, and then I say, yeah. Factual.
So I know it can be confusing because everyone's got a digital clock always on the phone or the watches, you know, your Fitbits and Apple Watches and whatever, it's always just saying the exact time of what it is. So you don't really have to look at it. But 45, it's, I'd kind of get it if it was like a 16-year-old or whatever now that doesn't know how to tell the time that way, because everything is digital. It's only really older people that do tend to have a clock on the wall. I don't have one because I can't handle tick, 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 tick. Fucking, you know, it's like a bomb's going to go off and cracks me up.
Yeah, also, side note, I don't know if it's with all Europeans, but most Europeans. So, you know, for us, if we was going out on the night time, I said, yeah, we'll be ready by 7. You know it's 7 p.m.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go 1900.
Yeah.
I feel like most Europeans have that way of, like, that way of approaching time. So I remember one time we was in Turkey, but we were speaking to a German lady, and we wanted a taxi for 4 o'clock.
Mm.
She was like, 1600. I was like, nah, 4 o'clock. She's like, you want it in the morning? I was like, no, 4 p.m. She's like, 1600. I was like, yeah. Just like that.
Yeah.
So it's just your perception of...
Yeah, it's almost because we use it for the military times, yeah, don't we?
But also, why do America? This is, sorry, I'm going off here. Mm. So we go date, so day, month, year. So, yeah. But they go month, day, year. So day would go.
Theirs is confusing because if it's the second of the second, it's like, so the 2nd of February, then the year. But then if it's the 28th of February, it's 2/28.
Yeah, I've always thought this, and I've thought it ever since it was September 11th. I've always gone, why is it September 11th, not 11th September?
Yeah.
And then when you grow old and you see where on the movies and they do like I don't even know what you'd call it, like a date stamp on the movie.
Yeah.
And obviously it's always month, day. It's like, surely that ticks over, so you, and then this ticks over, that ticks over, that's like how it, not
for audio listeners, yeah. Ashley's doing a great hand movement, trying to explain his
so yeah
process.
It just seems like if you think about it, like logically, you would think the day ticks, then the month would tick, then the year would tick, not having the first one staying still and then the second roller tick in. Does that make, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah. Essentially, like counting up in numbers, you've got 0, 0, 0 on a three-digit timer, essentially. And as it goes up from the right, 1 up to 9, that column goes back to 0, and then, the middle one goes up to 1. So, yeah, you'd expect it to go through. But that's a British thing, because that's how we've always done it. We struggle to see it the other way around.
Yeah.
The Americans, they love to do things opposite to us. You know, they don't like spelling the words the same way, even though they speak the same language. And even the way that they actually tell the time, it's like, so we say, it's quarter to
three. Yeah.
Where theirs, it's like, it's 2:45, or, I don't know. I know that they say it weird anyway. Where it's when it's gone past the 30 minutes mark, so it's 1:30.
Yeah.
And then it's 1:45, but then they'll be like it's 45 minutes past. Yeah. It's an awkward way of saying it.
I always find it strange in America as well that when you fill up, you have to. So when we filled up, when we went there, me and my partner, you had to go into the petrol station, give them the money first, then go out, then obviously put the nozzle in and fill up. So you pay first as well here, you pay after, unless you're paying on your card, obviously.
Yeah.
You know.
I think that's more of a fucking shit British culture thing because, well, not culture, but industry thing, because...
You have people that drive.
you put the fuel in. And unless it's one of the machines where you can set it to an exact price or literage, it's so hard these days to try and rattle it. You get to like 98 pence and you try and flick it to get it bang on the 0, and it's just so hard now.
Also, you think about it, when you're tapping it, you're not really getting what it's saying is coming up on it. So I just literally hold it, then just let go, then that's it. So if it's like 29, like 87, or £30.50, if I'm trying to put 30 quid,
you're triggering everyone's OCD.
No, no, literally, I just put it in, hold it, then round about, just let go, and then if it's close enough, it's close enough. Because, boy, like, think about it, if you're trying to get 50, you're not getting 15 pence worth of fuel or whatever, it doesn't matter, it's not making a difference. Just
yeah, but it's, as I say, that's just an OCD thing. Because if you've got £20 in your pocket,
oh yeah, no, if you're paying, sorry, if you're paying on your cash, sorry, yeah, but you know if you're paying on your card,
yeah, obviously
you
put your card details in. It's annoying, but yeah.
If you're paying cash, sorry, yeah, you're trying to
get it banged on, because I'm one of them people that always has a couple of loose pennies in the van, so if it goes over by that 1p, I'll get it out and make a point of giving them
the penny,
but, and then if I stop and it's at 99p and I'm thinking, I'm not going over by 2p here, I'll make sure I'll get that penny back.
One of our mates, I won't say his name, he filled up. You know who it is when I tell the story. He went, oh, I'm just filling up. How much you putting in? I don't know. So anyway, I'm watching him fill up and he puts, it was like £27.89.
Oh,
no, sorry, was it like that? It was quite, anyway, it was like that. And I was like, stupid, why have you put £27? But he purposely did it. He didn't let go. And he's walked in. Hey, the man was like, funny number. He's like, yeah. So he's come out and I was like, how can you put that much in? He's like, don't know. Like, purposely done a funny number. Just so the next person comes and goes, huh?
Yeah.
It's like nowhere near a marker.
Yeah, he's done that just because he's a gobshite. I know you're on about, and he always wants a bit of an attention of some sort, so that, so that's why he's done that. But when I filled up yesterday, the person that was before me, it was £30.01, and then I started filling up. It was a BP up the road, and the price was a bit higher, so I didn't want to put too much in. Then I wasn't paying attention, because essentially I thought I'll put 20 in. Then I wasn't paying attention, so it had gone over 20, so I thought I'll stop at 30.
Yeah.
And I'd flicked it onto £30.01 as well.
Why is it a common thing though, like an unwritten rule where it has to end in a 0 or 5, so it has to be 30 quid, 35 quid, 40 quid, 45 quid, you know, 25, 20, 15, 10, it can't be £13.45.
Yeah, I think that's just down to people's unhidden OCD of wanting round numbers.
But honestly, people try nuzzling if you're paying on your card, whack it, then when you're done, if it's round about that number, let go, shake it. If it's £20.89 or £30.15, it's all right. Just let it go. It's done.
People won't do that. I know you're trying to give some real talk.
Just real talk. Just real advice.
People ain't gonna have any of that.
Don't worry about it. Honestly, that 11p, you won't see in terms of mileage.
So with my accounts, so if I did something like that, I've got it set up as round up. So if I pay like 11 pence over the pound, that 89p is going to go into the savings account. So I don't mind doing stuff like that, because it's in my head, it's still rounding up to that pound there, to that solid number. But for people that don't have stuff
a good thing to do that all year
and see how much
you've saved. Yeah.
Because you think about how much, you'll buy a can of Monster or whatever, and it's £1.99. So that penny is going to go straight into the account. So yeah, it would be handy for some people.
What I'm saying is, obviously, if you was 11 pence short and you filled it up, say you got £29, 89 pence, and you rounded up to 30 quid, you won't see that 11 pence difference in terms of mileage. But if you've done that throughout the year, and obviously what you said, you had one of those where it goes into a savers account.
Yeah.
Then you've got like 20 quid to whack in. You'll see that, mate.
Probably wouldn't be £20 with, even if it was £20, the price of fuel are going up again. So that probably end up being like 5 litres. It's just a joke. It really, It's like, I noticed it yesterday, it had gone up, and even last week, because, as you know, I've got three petrol stations right next to me, Asda, BP, and a Texaco. The Asda's been on 144. Now, I know everyone sees it's 143.7 or 43.9. Yeah. I'll just round it up to the whole number. So it's been 144 for about 5 weeks. The BP and Texaco were having a bit of a war and went below the Asda. That lasted like 3 days before they went higher again. And then, yeah, last week, it's gone up to 145, the Asda has. And now it's 148.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know how they're getting away with putting these prices back up again. Yeah. Fucking disgraceful.
For the American listeners, that's litres, not gallons as well.
Yeah. Because
but they're like, what the fuck, that much?
I love seeing those memes where it's like the Americans would use anything just to stay away from the metric system.
Oh, because they use Fahrenheit rather than...
they prefer the kilometres and that, and it's like just stupid things. It's like three tables long where it should just be like 1.2 metres. They'll just do anything. Fucking madness. So I think this is my last one on the Fessoles now.
Right.
I had a drunken Tinder swipe session a few weeks ago. The next day, I matched with my sister. We have avoided each of us ever since and still haven't spoke a word of it.
Wait. So a drunken Tinder swipe for me is you would just quickly swipe right on everything just to get them all in.
I think that's what he must have done.
Because, you know... That's what when someone says that to me, I think, because you get so many swipes unless you're paying for the premium.
I don't know how it is these days. Yeah. It was literally early doors when I did use it. I mean, we're looking at like 10 years ago or so.
Mm.
I think when I did use it, you could... Oh no, I really don't know.
Yeah, there was unlimited swipes back in the day, but at the moment I think it's like Furley or something swipes unless you pay for the premium.
Right.
And then you can actually see who's... Like, there's a bit more to it. I've never used the thing. It's only because, obviously, when some of the lads used to use it.
Yeah.
And I used to say, you know, doing it normal, like, now I've run out. So I would assume, because I've seen lads that just do it, fucking...
Yeah,
swipes right. I think swipes for you. Yeah, and he's right. Anyway, whatever yes he's obviously this geezer's has done it drunkenly, bashed them all out, fuck it, whatever matches is a match. I mean, obviously, but the biggest question, why is his sister matching with him if he's drunken?
Yeah, like, was she drunk doing the same thing as well?
Mm.
You know, I'm glad I don't have to do anything like that. It was such a fucking hardship trying to do, like, to be fair, I had the same message that I just had copied and I pasted it to everyone that was a match.
Now, do you ever... well, it was just like a generic one. Or how many?
It was, hiya, if you could have any animal as a pet in the world, what would it be and why? And like, you'd get just boring ones most of the time. Be like, fucking, oh yeah, just have a dog or just have a cat. Like, no, fucking, you can have anything. And so, like, some people come out with, I'd have a lion and blah, blah. And I used to just always say I'd have a penguin because it was funner. And, you know, I prefer it to be cold than hot because it's easier to warm up than it is to cool down. And it's like, yeah, like Mr. Poppy's penguins.
Have you seen, though, the TikToks where people are messaging girls on Tinder or whatever ones and it's got, like, the football commentary over it? It's like Aguero when they get the number. Have you ever seen one of them ones?
No,
they're really good because
I'm sure now that you've spoken about it, my phone's gonna listen and give me some of those later now.
So as he's so like it starts off, you just see the screen, you see what he's typing, you see what she's saying. Sometimes he blurs, obviously it always blurs out the number at the end. But so you can tell by the commentary if it's a hit or miss. It's a miss if it's the Lionel Messi World Cup free kick one. But there's a Ronaldo and Aguero one if the score basically is Aguero and fucking funny as fucking, they'll come out with some outrageous stuff, like funny stuff that I would never even think, because some of them now you can voice now rather than just texting, so a lot of them singing.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, because again, I know there's one that a woman has to send the message first as well.
Oh, is that
Bumble? Or
is that Bumble?
So at least that.
Yeah, that gives a bit more initiative. Because, no, I think I prefer that one actually.
Yeah, because I used to remember, like, it was you'd get a match and you'd send messages and you'd get no replies most of the time. So, well, why are you matching if you're not even going to reply? Or the ones where it was a dead chat back. So, no, I'm trying to have a conversation here, and you're just not interested. You're not investing. So, I used to just chin so many off. But I saw a video the other day where this lady was challenged by a friend to pretend to be a male. So he'd give her pictures of himself to set up a Tinder profile and see what it's like. And so she's set it up and she's all happy. She's like, yeah, I'm going to be fine. It's going to be great. I'm going to speak to some girls. The friend was a good looking male from what she says. So, it's going to be really easy. I'll get all the hits and matches, whatever. And it was day one. I've not really had much success. I've had a couple of matches, but not really spoke to anyone. And then it was by day seven, she was in tears. She's I'm getting spoken to shit. No one wants to really talk. And I've not been able to arrange a date or anything. And I was you see what it's like for us. That's what I said before. To be a top shagger like I was back in the day, it was effort. We had to put in a lot of effort and work in to be able to get these ladies.
I seen one a while back where, so this geezer, fuck you, this geezer, he set up two Tinder accounts, both with him. There was him 100%, but one was more of a good image in terms of, just him with his dog, and then the one was just him, topless, smoking cigar, drinking whiskey. And on the nice one, he'll be polite, and on the the other account, he'd be
a bit tightish, Andrew Tate.
A bit more to the point, assertive. Yeah. I'll be fucking in a what. And he had more matches and hits and dates set up with the one where he was being nasty to one. Than the one where he was being nice. I'll have to show it,
because I know some women like it that way when you are assertive and you just say, right, we're doing this, let's go, especially when it comes to just the basics of, you're trying to plan a night out just for a basic meal. Where do you want to go? I don't know. You need to just say, right, let's go to such and such. We'll have a meal there, night out, have some drinks and whatever. They prefer it that way. That's another little pet peeve of mine. So just make your mind up. Tell me what you want to do, because you're not happy with anything. So just what you want to do. So you spin it around and say, we're doing this. And they're happy with that then.
Yeah.
Plus, if they're not, give them a little backhander. Put that bitch in her place.
Don't condone violence. What was the festival to start off with? I fucking forgot. Oh, was his sister?
Brother and sister.
Drunk, supposedly, there's something wrong with his sister.
I say, yeah, because she's clicked a match as well. So unless she was doing the same, she must have been doing something the same to have got that match. Because if it was a friend, because obviously we've done it before where, we do the matches for a friend or whatever. So if it was a friend of hers swiping through, surely she'd know what a brother looks like.
Yeah.
So whether she's done it just as the wind up to see fucking what's happened, but I don't know. It's just fucking.
Yeah, I don't know if that stupid one's real.
If it was an accident, you'd just say, wouldn't you? You'd just be sorry, sis. I was fucking lagging. Obviously, I didn't look at your picture.
I
assume that you've done the same,
because all he was doing, all he was doing, he had a few beers, he wanted to get fucked,
just
smashed them through, hoping that one would match there and there. Quick message, I don't know what he would say, but drop some Riz games. I think it's called Riz now as well, mate.
I don't know why Riz. It's called Riz, is it a person or something?
Who is and what is Riz?
I really don't get it. It's like fucking, I don't see what was wrong with saying like you've got game.
But well, I used to like lyrics when they used to say drop some lyrics.
Yeah, because that's relating to chatting them up.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, that's sound. I don't know. I'll just stick to the title of Top Shagger, innit? Danny G knows.
Danny G.
Right. So to be fair, we've like gone on for a lot longer than expected. We've the fess holes.
Yeah, it was a lot calmer approach in today's podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Just the randomness, you know. Always the real talk as well.
Always, mate.
And well, we've enjoyed it anyway. Yeah. We've had enough laughs.
But yeah, also, yeah, you know, if you do have any questions or anything, you know, just please just like, follow, subscribe and email. Just slide in those DMs. We just like it, you know, nice and smooth.
Yeah.
You know.
Not just too deep. Ease in. Be gentle.
You know, even if it, you know, if you want to say something nasty or whatever, just...
Yeah, just send us anything. Lord, we'll appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll happily talk about it on the podcast.
Read any and all comments, emails, messages, whatever. Don't forget to subscribe as well, though, because less than half the people that less than half the people that download are only subscribers.
Yes.
So if you're downloading, subscribe. And again, if you're just listening in general, just press the little subscribe, the like, and the download. It really does help. You know, it's always appreciated.
Yeah, it just, for us, it's more so we can tell how we're performing.
Yeah, because, you know, if you're not going to take time out your own day and send us an email or any comments or anything, then, you know, it's a way that we know that you are actually enjoying it and appreciating us two dickheads chatting shit for the best part of an hour at least every week for you. So, yeah, I know what to do. And I say, if it's on the YouTube that you're watching, the socials and everything are on there. But yeah, hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Peace.